Yeah, somebody gave me the word Vatican here. Thank you. If you just want a Bible story, I suppose you can pick up any of these translations. It'll probably tell you that Jonah got into the belly of the whale, tell you that David was the king. David fought Saul. I mean, you get Bible stories, but are you going to get profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction? Do you know, by the way, you brethren from Nigeria, is there a Bible in your native tongue? Has someone translated it?
No, it's written. Yeah, we have some translations in our local languages done by Britons.
That by who?
Britons. That
So
is in
the
the English.
oh
Translated by
the Bible Society.
scholars from England.
Oh, from English.
Yes.
Britons is what he's saying. Britain.
British. Yeah,
Is
British.
done by British.
It's called Bible Society.
Do
Of
you
nine.
use them or are you mainly using English?
There is a translation into my native tongue, Igbo. I use it a lot. And I have found out that the translations in Igbo are in certain places even more accurate than certain translations of the King James. And of
Okay.
course, I believe in King James. It's only King James
Yeah.
I read. Yes. So they translated from the original Greek and Hebrew. So a number of places they gave a better translation than even King James, because we know that King James was influenced a little in certain places, even though it's the best of the other translations.
Amen. You said that perfectly, brother. It is the best, although it has some bad influence on it.
Yes, even now there are other Igbo translations coming out that are quite corrupt. But the very first one is a gift from God.
You know the history probably of Africa better than I do. David Livingstone came from England. Did he just preach, or did he leave any written word of any kind?
I am not certain about that. I'll find out.
I never I've read everything I could find about Livingstone. In fact, I even went to the David Livingstone Museum up in Scotland. And I didn't hear anything about him leaving a written word behind. I think it was mostly preaching and bringing the word, the basic word of salvation. Well, there's so much more to say. By the way, the Scofield Bible is a King James Bible, but they have changed and corrected some of the words. In fact, I have both the old and the new Scofield. I don't use them regularly. I just use the regular King James Bible. But we know the words that got corrupted. The word candle is put in where it shouldn't be. The word bishop, the word pastor. We know what it did, so we understand that. And actually, some of these Scofields did a lot of correction. Their problem is that their notes are not all true. They have got a lot of notes. And when we get into talking about some of these early English versions, they filled their margins full of their notes. Some of them were full of Calvinistic doctrine and everything else that really had nothing to do with the text. Whereas they might have had a good text, their notes all over the margins and everything else were not quite so true. Why I have the old Scofield Bible, you can buy them brand new, by the way. They still make them. Why I went and bought one brand new to prove, because it's the one footnote that is absolutely the best you'll ever find in a Bible. It is the true definition of Nicolaitanism. And when they went to print the new one in the 1950s, the Baptist organization told the printer or the publisher that he must change that footnote or they would never buy any more of his Bibles. And so the new Scofield Bible changed the footnote to define Nicolaitanism as it's a meaningless definition. Well, are there any questions?
Brother Mark, can you hear me, Brother Mark?
Yes.
How about these amplified versions that we are using, amplified Bibles? Amplified.
Amplified, okay. I have an amplified. You've heard me read from it a couple of times. I don't use it as a text. I sometimes use it. What it does, amplifies, it kind of turns the volume up. I don't believe that it is intentionally trying to corrupt or change anything. What it does is it gives many definitions, and sometimes it's too many definitions. And you have to decide which of these definitions is really the one that I want. So if I have trouble, like this verse about the bells on the horses, I look that up in the Amplified, and what it says is the Word of God will be written on the bells. Okay, that's probably what it means. It says it will be upon, but to add the word written upon, that's probably what it means. So if you add a word to define what it really means, I don't think you're really corrupting it. To bring straight Greek into straight English, you can't do that because our language is structured such that sometimes we have to have verbs and things that they don't have. You know what I mean? And it doesn't make English language to just go just one word, one word, one word. sometimes the Greek, in order to come into English, requires three words, you know. And some of these other languages have got better words than we have. Sometimes we may have better words than they have. Yes, I have an amplified Bible, but I do not use it for text.
I think the older translations of the Amplified are better. The newer translations will I use the word corrupted? They are watery. You know, they talk about man's mind. So if one is using the Amplified, it means for it to be meaningful spiritually, that should be one of the old translations.
Yeah. And by the way, if you were to get a hold of an original King James Bible from 1611 and try to read that English, you would be challenged. The spelling of those words are very different than the way we spell them today. I looked up a couple of words. I looked up the word that said, as a hen gathereth her chicks. They spelled hen, H-E-N-N-E. So old English from 400 or 500 years ago, it was probably even pronounced a little differently than we pronounce it today. But nevertheless, it was quite pure, what was brought into English. And I would say that I will give the King James Bible credit for almost making English almost a universal language today, in our day and age. It was the thing that brought the word of God to be spread throughout all the earth. I give the credit to the King James Bible. I don't know about King James himself, his personal life. There's people that try to criticize that say he was an unrighteous man. I've heard also that he was a good man, a man that wanted to be true and wanted to be faithful to the Lord. So it's not the man that we're honoring, it's the Word of God. Amen. Well, I'll turn the recording off. Are you